Uncertainty in the marketplace plays a big factor when it comes to our actual markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. As we opened up the markets yesterday, there was some uncertainty about a report that came out Sunday afternoon about a screwworm issue that was brought to the attention of somebody, a human in Delaware. Dwayne Bussey is with Bolt Marketing based out of Britain, South Dakota.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's not how I thought we'd have a screwworm announcement in the U.S., but yeah, there was an individual that traveled from Guatemala to Maryland, and there's some talk that he did that just to get treated for screwworm. So the U.S. has the official first human case of screwworm, I guess. And like, I shouldn't really, like, every detail is so sketchy here yet. But yeah, that is what was announced late yesterday. So yeah, it's not in the cattle herd. But of course, the cattle market a little bit red this morning just with the uncertainty of it all.
And of course, as we know, the screwworm issue is something that we've been watching very closely as it has been approaching the U.S. and Mexico border. However, it's remained south of our borders.
But remember, just a few weeks ago, we announced that we're keeping the Mexican border closed to try to prevent this from coming in. We were, you know, sterile fly factories being built. So we're going to do whatever we can to keep this out of the herd. But it is a fly that will lay, you know, eggs inside of a wound if it's not cleaned and dressed properly. And that's when the screwworm comes into effect. And it is a flesh-eating worm, I guess. And it can affect any human. So a little scary, a little uncertain. Now, the markets are not down limit or anything, but we're down a buck on the live, maybe down four on feeders here. So a little bit of pullback. But remember, we closed at the highs on Friday, too.
Right.
So maybe this is just a normal pullback.
And of course, as pointed out, screwworm issue is not just a cattle issue. It can be any animal issue. But it seemed like it affected more so the cattle markets. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.